Hello everyone, this is Bala Ramadurai. I'm an innovation facilitator at Mindtree. Welcome to the TRIZ podcast. This is podcast number 5. I have with me two others, Murli.
Hi, my name is Murli. I'm an innovation facilitator also at Mindtree Limited.
Shankar.
Hey, hi folks, I'm Shankar here. I facilitate innovation at Honeywell to focus on emerging markets.
Okay, great. So today's topic is going to be on, I think, a very drastic way to come up with ideas is something called trimming or removal. Trimming, the immediate example that I can come up with, and I think is startling example, actually two of them. One of them is, car, the most important component is an engine. And what if I remove that engine? That is one part of it. So, engineless car, that would be great. But if it can move, it can do the same function that originally it was intended to, which is moving about. And the second example I can think of is a laptop without a keyboard. Is, I think, an example of trimming. The solution, of course, is obvious, is already out there. I think of electric cars as an engineless car, that is a petrol engineless car or a gasoline engineless car or a diesel engineless car. The answer for the laptop is, of course, iPad or tablet series which has on-screen keyboards for data entry. A mouse is also gone, so trimming mouse as well, so you can actually use your fingers as the input device. So that's about the start of this is, SIT describes our systematic inventive thinking. The company describes also a very similar one where you remove the most important component and think about what alternate uses or what alternate markets can you cater with this new product, with this heartless component. So that's one way of thinking and coming up with ideas. So I'm going to start with you guys. Can you also, have you, facilitated trimming and or have you done it yourself, or can you come up with examples from your own domains or what you've done with where removing is much better than adding? Do you guys, can you give your perspectives on that?
Yeah. Sure. In fact, the way I use trimming is through a tool called reverse of assumption. For example, typically when we want to come up with alternative versions of the, let's take the example of the school. If you want to really come up with a very innovative concept around the school, so the easiest way is to kind of list down the basic assumptions that you make about a school, which is the school should have a teacher, school should have some syllabus, school should have a building, school should have students. So now systematically if you reverse one of that, how can I run a school without a teacher? How can I run a school without a syllabus or book? How can I run a school without a building? So it kind of takes you to the diametrically opposite extreme so that you can really break away from the current paradigms and start thinking fresh. So this is, in effect is a trimming, because one of the most primary resources when you think of a school is the teacher, the book. And once we remove this out of the picture, we really kind of will be able to think out of the conventional box and look at what are the alternatives that will help us to still run a school without this fundamental resources. So this is a way to trim, basically, because we are identifying the most essential elements and temporarily keeping them out of the picture and try to see how well we can make this perform the job without those resources. So this I found when you work with a small group of people, when you introduce this reversal of assumption, essentially I found it very easy to make them get into the mode of trimming through this kind of tool they call the reversal of assumption. Maybe we'll hear only what this experience has on this.
I just want to relate to the example that you gave with respect to school. You may want to check out this site called schoolofeverything.com. This is basically...
What is it? Schoolofeverything.com.
Yeah, schoolofeverything.com. This is basically, if you are in a specific locality, say London or New York or, you know, Bangalore, you want to learn something, which is the function that the school is trying to serve, you will be able to find resources meaning class teacher, instrument, a book, a curriculum, a syllabus, a material, problem to solve, anything that is related to learning, you would be able to find it in your locality. So this is the great example, you know, specifically as you took school, this is the greatest example that I have seen with respect to schooling and how all can be trimmed around the schooling system itself. That said, I will go to my way of facilitation. I take the two principles. One is taking out, which is principle number two, I guess, and another dimension. So when you trim something from your system,
what are the two principles, Murli? The audio is in and out, so we just wanted you to repeat it so that we can hear it.
Principle number two, taking out, and another dimension. These are the two principles that I'm talking about here.
Okay.
Got it, bro?
Yep, got it.
Okay. So when you start with taking out, you know, system or subsystem elements, the functions also go away with it. But if you look at the system as a whole, maybe the function has been modified a little bit. Maybe that system with that reduced functionality could be used for something else, which is basically another type of value or another useful function that is being derived out of the same system with a lesser element. That's the typical way that I go about facilitating, trimming as such. Obviously, there are, trends, which is basically, you know, even after you trim, how close can you get towards ideality? Is another way of facilitating that I sometimes use because when you do a trimming, you always, you know, the prerequisite part, you know, is typically function analysis, and only after function analysis you start trimming components out. So when you do that, you always get closer and closer to the ideality, which is obviously a simple breakthrough solution. So that's how I go about it typically during facilitation.
Lots of thoughts come to my head. Shankar and both of you mentioned about schools, and I'd like to cite another interesting experiment that a person called Sugata Mitra, S-U-G-A-T-A, Mitra, M-I-T-R-A, he actually ran a hole-in-the-wall experiment, which actually, trimmed out the teacher and can... you know, kids teach themselves. That was the sort of experiment that he ran. Yeah, he just put a PC, a personal computer, in remote places in India, and just let it go. It didn't even give instructions. Didn't do anything. This is just a hole in the wall with a PC in it, and the teachers weren't there. No adult supervision. Nothing. It had given startling results. The kids taught themselves. And even picked up in remote areas in India where they do not know English, they actually picked up about 200 words in English, file, save, processor, all that is just using a PC with a few CDs loaded in there. So I think this is an excellent example and a very great social experiment that was carried out. It's there on TED.com as well. If people are interested, you can go listen to that. It's really good. The other one that I want to talk about was Sergei Ikovenkov, when he trained us on Triz tools. I was very impressed with the trimming tool then. That's why I've been using it and facilitating sessions on trimming after that. He has three rules of trimming. The first rule A that he calls, he basically not only removes the object, but also a functionality associated with the object. So, for example, in this case, professor goes away, so goes the teaching element along with the professor. So you don't even try to substitute the functionality, which is a very common reflex, way to resolve problem. In this case, we even do away with functionality. The object is not necessary, so is the functionality. That is rule A and is very aggressive. Rule B, which is, it says that you remove or trim an object, but the functionality is done by the object which is the recipient of that functionality. So if A serves B and you remove A, B serves itself. So that is the its rule B. Okay, and rule C is that you look for objects within your system which already do similar functions. So you remove the object A. Now you look for a C or a D or whatever A, you know, one or a two, you know, object that actually does the same function that it serves. And you can substitute that. New object also does this because it's already doing performing a function. It also does this. So these are the rules A, B, and C. Lots of times, what we found out is that removing and imposing that constraint that you're not allowed to add new objects to your system forces people to follow rule C immediately. This is totally by reflex that people take up something that's already there in the system and try to use that in different ways or in a new way. So that is my experience, and it's working a lot.
Other example that with respect to facilitation, when people are comfortable with using tools like Scamper, for example, comes with Eliminate as an element itself, so you don't have to necessarily teach anything extra. But when you actually facilitate Scamper as a whole, you will do trimming by default. So that's I've seen this method being followed by many facilitators commonly.
The only thing that I observed is when you say eliminate, people generally tend to eliminate something which is easy to eliminate. But if you can really challenge them to eliminate something which is very fundamental, which is the heart of the whole thing, then that will make the ideation a lot more interesting.
Sure.
Correct. Because in trying to reduce bill of materials, people go with the stuff that is least necessary. You will get ideas, you will get incremental ideas though, because you're already removing stuff which is, you could do without.
Yeah.
So, when you said, eliminate, I was thinking of, at a business model level, can you eliminate and still make profits out of it? So the first example that came to me, and I think the most common example that is used in trimming is Southwest Airlines. They actually trimmed out frequent flyer programs. They do have one, but it's sort of a very refined, toned down version of what the other airlines have to offer. Food, seat assignments, boarding cards, varied airplane fleet. Prime city airports, they were all removed, they only served the function of taking people from A to B. That was their primary and only motive. And their competition moved from the existing business travel segment to the segment of population which were driving. So they shifted the competition from existing airlines to a totally different market segment. So I think this is at a business model that they've applied trimming, and of course it's called Blue Ocean Strategy as well. The entire Blue Ocean Strategy is based on removing stuff and generate new markets, and hence the Blue Ocean. Whereas normally when we're trying to clip out peripherals, we're only still in the Red Ocean, where there's already plenty of competition.
Sure. Actually, I can think of two other tools which will help us to really do trimming in a more systematic way. See, for example, if you take one of our first podcast sessions, which was on the ideal final result, IFR, which was basically looking at ways of improving the useful functions, reducing the harmful functions, and reducing the cost associated with any product. If you look from that perspective, what is it that I need to eliminate to improve the useful function? What is it I need to eliminate to reduce the harmful function? What is it I need to eliminate to reduce the cost? So this will give us three directions in which we can really look at trimming. So this is one level of trimming. And a deeper level of trimming is to basically ask the five whys. Why the hell we are doing something? And then that will take us to the next deeper level. We are doing this because we need something else. So trimming again can be done at this five-wise level.
Mm.
It gives us a lot more confidence to eliminate something very fundamental outside, because that will also synchronize with the kind of answers we are getting for the deeper why. So one easy way to do that is to go by the IFR approach. And having done that, to go deeper, we should do a quick 5Y and then try doing the trimming at a deeper level.
Hmm.
Sure.
Very interesting.
One of the examples that we had encountered during our facilitation here was that we are testing a larger system, and the testers are obviously centered that the entire service delivery that we are doing, which was independent validation and testing. What if we eliminate the tester itself? That's the question that came up during the session while we were trying to trim. And majority of the testers actually took this up as a challenge, and they started figuring out ways to automate, which is again a principal self-service. And then they automated most of what was currently being done annually into automation. So trimming leads to simpler but effective solutions. What was earlier not possible without the tester is now mostly automated.
The whole notion of test automation, which is earlier used to have people testing it one after the other, and the whole notion of automation is to remove that person who's doing the manual automation. So in that respect, it is sort of trimming the person itself. Yes, it has human resource implications, but the long and short of the matter is that this person can do something more interesting and probably what he is interested in, sort of thing. An example that came to my mind is on commonly cited example is iPod. iPod Classic had a screen, a jog dial, and it was a big hit. Okay, for whatever reasons, it was a big hit. But for the next few generations, iPod did the unthinkable, which was they removed the screen out of it. Now, what do you do with just the jog pad? They actually released the iPod Shuffle. So all your songs were in there. The interface just wasn't there. There was no touch. There was no screen to display videos. It was primarily for songs, and the buttons were there. So all that was there. The next level of trimming that they did with the iPod Classic, the other thing that they removed was the jog dial itself. So now you had just the screen, which was touch. So it had an iPod, that was the iPod Nano next generation. So which had the touch interface with all the icons in it. So that was the iPod Nano. Now the third level of trimming that they did was they removed the jog dial but retained the screen, expanded it, and it became the iPod Touch. iPod Touch is just the screen, but just retained the size of a regular iPod. So that became iPod Touch. The next new iPod Shuffle that came out, but I don't think it was a major hit, was called something called Small Talk, where there is no jog dial. There is no touch screen. It looks like a USB device. Play button, volume control, everything was loaded onto the volume control itself, and the songs were announced by an automated voice system. So that was the ultimate level of trimming, where they've removed the screen, they've removed the jog dial, and the volume control is loaded with triple click it and you play it, and triple click it, you pause it. Holding plus will take you to the next song, holding minus will take you to the previous song. So that kind of stuff happened, and this is primarily through trimming.
I want to go back to the business model example where you had started, Bala, is that the two predominant functions that at least the corporate responsibilities that people hold in major organizations is that one is the R&D lab, that is the one major portion where we build capability or we build new product or services. So that's the one function that is done through a department. The other one that is very common is also the marketing or the distribution function that organizations do in the business model itself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at both these have been actually eliminated just by utilizing a network that is around the organization or its own, you know, inbuilt network itself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at P&G, for example, has eliminated major R&D, you know, lab and, you know, investments by just opening up, you know, open innovation opportunities to people all around the world. And if you look at, for example, you know, gaining customers through a viral phenomena on the internet,
mm.
etc., has pretty much eliminated the marketing department's no need itself. So at a business model level, if you start applying trimming, then there is a significant opportunity for you to cut cost, cost to business itself, cost to conduct business itself.
Mm. Okay. That's a good one. Again, going back to Sergey's example, his favorite is a toothbrush, and you know, I like it because it's very easy to relate to. So you know, the components that make up a toothbrush are, say, you know, handle, head, and then bristles. These are the main components. So, and your hand basically holds the handle, and that's how it works. Now, what can you trim out? Okay, let me, his strategy is to move away from farthest from the target and then keep removing. He will go with that. So, the first one to remove is handle. So, then is the birth of, you know, chewable toothbrushes, or, you know, brushes that you, you know, kids are given this toothbrush where you can slide it onto your finger, and that serves as your toothbrush. So it has a bristle, it has that head, but it does not have a handle. Your finger serves as that handle. Now, next level of trimming would be to remove the head as well. So that would have just have bristles, just to have you know, the paste embedded in it, and it looks like a sticky. So you remove the adhesive from the back, stick it onto your, the paper from the back, and the adhesive sticks onto your finger, and then you can use it to brush. This is a traveler's, you know, toothbrush, and it's disposable. It's very, very cheap. So those are the level of trimming. Of course, the final level of trimming is even removing the bristles out of that. And I guess mouthwash is the answer to that. You know, but the function is still cleaning of teeth. So this can be used very smartly. I think of a great application for using trimming is to you know, design around. So you find out the elements that make up a patent, and what can you remove and still achieve the same functionality. Can you you know, smartly do it, and you lo and behold, you have a new patent now to your credit, because you know, patent offices allow removing. Addition means you will have to depend on the original patent. Isn't that right, Shankar?
Yep.
Yeah, so you're allowed to remove stuff, but you can, if when you add you have dependency on the first patent that was filed with the original concept. So that is is a smart way to come up with new patent ideas based on others' patents, and still you're not violating or infringing on someone else's ideas.
Yeah, one easy way to do that, because otherwise if you just try to substitute at the same level, it will look very obvious,
mm-hmm.
of the current concept. So that's where again I see a value for a 5Y. Just go one level deeper, figure out what exactly they are trying to do using that particular function.
Mm-hmm.
Address the same thing at the next deeper level. Then it looks fairly different. It's very difficult to connect these two. If one is at a higher level, other is one level deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Difficult. It doesn't look that obvious.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So use 5Ys. By the way, 5Ys is a Toyota invented technique. Basically, it consists of asking 5Ys. You know, why did this happen? And then you probe into and get into the depths of why did a certain thing happen. So you just don't stop at the first level and try to solve it, but you actually get to the real root of the problem. That's the essence of 5Ys. So your suggestion is to go drill deeper. And then you know, associate with what you're trying to achieve. Is that, did I get it right?
True, that's true.
Okay. So what are potential, we had talked about the good things of trimming and how it works and how people have used it. What possibly can be wrong with using the trimming, or what do we watch out for when we're actually trimming? Can you guys give us some, light on it, shed some light on it?
Yeah, one thing is what I referred to a little earlier, which is the tendency to trim something which is not very critical to the function.
Okay.
Just kind of trim a couple of things and feel happy about it. And okay, that's fine to begin with, but it's not going to make any fundamental difference. So better start with something which is difficult to remove, give your best shot, and then if that doesn't really work, then you can look at eliminating other things. But always it's good to first figure out what is the central thing in terms of a function performance perspective, then try to see how we can eliminate that and still get the job done. So that is one common pitfall, where people try to eliminate something which is not very critical and feel that they have done with the elimination part, then move on to the other tools.
My experience in facilitating trimming is that when you look at the function or the ideal, what is the need for the system and the overall holistic function that the system is serving, when people trim, they actually forget that function itself. So ideally, systems should still achieve that function. And when they trim, they actually forget what that function was to begin with. And that becomes a problem because you're not getting closer to ideality. You actually got something else out of this whole system itself.
Okay. Yeah, it was good. Related, caution that I wanted to give was that, while trimming, my thing is based on Kano model, KANO model, where you have a basic requirement, and then you have a sort of a performance requirement, and then you have an excitement sort of requirement. So in trimming, if you let go of the basic functionality, like you were alluding to, Murli, then you have a dissatisfied customer in your hands. So while trimming, the basic functionality should still be served. If you tamper with the excitement feature or maybe a little bit on the performance feature, it's still okay. People will still be fine with it. But if your basic is gone, then you need to really focus on that. So the functionality comes first. Bear complete attention to that part before you jump to removing components. I think, like Shankar said, one way to do it is probably probe into saying, why do we even have this? Why do we even do this? Why is this component there? So sort of get the inner deeper feeling of what the product or service is all about, and then go ahead and trim, and then get ideas on that. So that would be definitely my caution on it. Well, wow, it's been close to half an hour. Any last words, gentlemen, on trimming? How what should a beginner do? Step one, two, and three. Complete beginner to trimming.
The first thing I would do is basically to kind of map the entire system at a subsystem level and also at a supersystem level. Then figure out what is the central element, the heart of the entire thing at a subsystem level, system level, and also at a supersystem level. And target those three for the first round of trimming. So the first step is to kind of map the system at all the three levels, subsystem, system, and supersystem. And identify the central element at these three levels and target those three elements for the first round of trimming.
Okay. Murli, you were saying something.
No, I was trying to say that pretty much the same thing as Shankar is saying, but while he's alluding to a nine windows in a specific time frame, or my feeling is functional analysis will be a much suitable tool, and it is typically combined with the functional analysis, and you trim out the farthest element. But the other thing that you have to keep in mind is the what is the ideal function that this whole system is trying to achieve, and are we able to retain it? But able to achieve it in a much more simpler and efficient manner. So I would do functional analysis, keeping in mind the ideality, and then trimming.
Okay, good. So IFR or ideal final result we already covered in our podcast number one, but functional analysis is basically drawing objects of what your system is, and understanding this progression in terms of ideality in pictures, and then go ahead and eliminate, you know, what you feel like, or, you know, start with the most important, like what Shankar was saying. So that would be our sort of standard operating procedure on trimming.
So to summarize, to do the IFR first, what is the useful function we are trying to achieve, what is the harmful function, and what is the cost coming from, and try trimming along all these three directions. Then have a function map in place, identify specific elements to target trimming.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Okay, thank you, folks. This is the end of podcast number 5. You know, keep your feedback going. We really enjoy the feedback. And we'll see you, you know, in the next podcast. Thank you so much and good luck trimming. Hey, thanks, Shankar and Murli.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bala. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.